For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. Chinese President Hu Jintao has arrived in Hawaii for the leaders' meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. At the two-day meeting, leaders of the 21-member group are expected to discuss economic growth in the Asia-Pacific region, along with strengthening regional economic integration and expanding trade. Our Washington correspondent Wang Shangshan has the details.
Chinese President Hu Jintao and his delegation has arrived Thursday morning local time, which is 18 hours behind the Beijing time. President Hu will be meeting with representatives from the U.S. business circle in the afternoon. The United States is hosting the APEC the first time in 18 years and has placed extraordinary emphasis on the event. U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk said earlier that this year's summit will focus on three subjects, namely trade promotion, green growth, and regulatory reforms. Prior to the forum, Chinese Ambassador to the United States Zhang Yesui told Chinese journalists that world leaders will discuss at their meeting issues relating to regional economic growth and integration, such as trade and investment liberalization, green growth, and energy security. APEC Forum's positive role in improving regional economic and trade growth has been recognized in the latest report released by APEC's Economic Committee. The report says APEC has made a good start towards achieving its aspirational goal of improving the environment of doing business across the Asia-Pacific region by 25% by the year 2015. Wang Shenshen, reporting from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Following the recent G20 summit in France, this year's APEC forum is expected to provide another opportunity for the leaders in the Asia-Pacific region to discuss global issues, particularly the current financial crisis in Europe. Although the APEC forum in Hawaii is unlikely to produce big-ticket agreements, experts say its real value is to move forward the progress that's been achieved over the past few years in driving economic growth in the region. Shen Minghui is an Asia-Pacific studies expert with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences.
What is the driving force behind sustainable development? I think on the one hand, it comes from free, convenient trade and investment. And on the other hand, it comes from deepening regional economic integration, which would mean promoting free trade areas here. Last year, the leaders agreed on how to start that. This year, they may focus on how to achieve it in details.
APEC is a non-binding economic bloc that aims to promote free trade and economic cooperation among its member economies. A number of scandals is now prompting the Ministry of Health to promise improvements to try to restore patients' confidence. In one case, a baby was mistakenly diagnosed as stillborn last month in a hospital in Guangdong. Medical workers then threw the child out, only to have it later discovered alive by members of the child's family. A senior official from the Health Ministry admits that scandals like this have been sowing a lot of mistrust among patients. 21 miners have been killed by a powerful explosion in a coal mine in Yunnan. 22 others remain trapped in the mine, which is in Shizhong County, which is near the city of Chujing in the eastern part of Yunnan, near the border with Guizhou. The private coal mine has been operating without a license for a year. Hundreds of rescuers are taking turns making their way into the pit to try to find survivors. Experts in Turkey are now pinning the blame on negligence for the loss of 10 lives in Wednesday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake in Van. A number of engineers are now suggesting that the inspections on the buildings that were left standing after the original quake in Van 2 weeks ago weren't good enough. This latest quake, which hit an extremely shallow depth, actually knocked down more buildings than the 7.2 magnitude quake that hit on October 23rd. On top of the 10 people killed, 27 others were hurt in the latest quake in eastern Turkey. Former European Central Bank Vice President Lucas Papademos has been named as Greece's new Prime Minister. The announcement comes following days of negotiation efforts among political leaders to reach a deal. Papademos will replace Greece's outgoing Prime Minister George Papandreou, who decided to resign after a disastrous call for a referendum on the European aid package. The new government will be sworn in this Friday. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.